hello and welcome to Wild Vittles.
So, I think if you've listened to me very often in my wild game cooking podcast, you know that I'm cooking for myself, generally for dinner, and maybe my wife too, and that is the case tonight. So it is Wednesday evening. It just happens to be March 20th, which is the closing of the draw for New Mexico. So I hope that all of you out there that like to hunt Western states got your applications in before 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time for New Mexico, land of enchantment. Now, if I'd been thinking ahead, and I didn't, I should have been cooking something that was New Mexican themed. I do have another podcast, and I don't know if this will come out before or after it. It's probably going to come out after it, that I did Green Hatch chili stew, which was wonderful. But tonight, I'm going to do stir fry. And so why am I doing stir fry? I like recipes that are flexible and gives me a lot of latitude to utilize what I have. And stir fry is kind of the cleanup of all the recipes. And I am by no means an expert in this. I'm going to start getting started because I have my skillet on high and I can smell this cast iron starting to get hot, which is a good thing. And so I just put a dab of oil in there. So we're going to talk through this as I kind of work it up. Now, you might say, Chris, you're going to do a stir fry. You need to have a wok. Well, I've got my cowboy wok, which is a very large skillet, cast iron skillet. And, you know, that works just fine. If you do a lot of stir fry, God bless you. Go get one. I may get one of these days. But in the meantime, I'm going to use this. Now, one of the things I've learned, the first times that I tried to do stir fry, I didn't have my heat high enough and I cooked things for too long and then they were mushy. And that's no bueno, which doesn't really probably translate into stir fry. But you get the point, is that it needs to be high heat fast and working through. And so we're getting, this is starting to smoke, which is wonderful. And I'm going to put in this meat. What I've got here is I've browned from a whitetail buck that I shot last fall. And I took it and put it really thinly. Cut it. I've got too much oil in here. Dang. Because it's starting to splatter a little bit, and that's not cool. But extremely hot, and what I'm trying to do is just give this a quick cook. And I'm doing the meat separate from the vegetables because I'm going to take the meat out. So I'm moving it around just enough to kind of keep it from burning, but I do want it to brown. And what I did is I took this round, I have round, and thinly sliced it. And then I also kind of cut some of those slices. So you've got kind of bite-sized chunks. I didn't season it except for some salt and pepper. And that's about it. So, and you're going to see that I'm taking just kind of whatever vegetables that I had available to me as well. The amount of meat is more about a ratio. That's a lot of steam. In that you need about one-third meat and two-thirds vegetables. The vegetables are cooked down, they look like half and half. I'm guilty of often having way too much meat in my stir fry or whatever I'm cooking, my fajitas. So I'm always conscious of trying to include more vegetables. So I'm cooking this down just to the point where I don't see as much pink. I don't want it to be done because I'm going to put it back in the pan. So I've got a bowl that I'm going to put this meat into, and then I'm going to start my vegetables. And I've got everything ready already in advance, and that's a French term called mise en plan. I'm sure I'm saying that terribly, so that's an Oklahoman living in Texas trying to say French words. Okay, so if you can see, if you're watching video, if not, imagine with me But I've got a pan here. It's about 3/4 of a pound of sliced top round, essentially. I'm going to offload that into a bowl so that I don't overcook that meat, because we don't want it to be boot leather, because that is not cool. I got one little piece. Okay. And so next, I'm going to get this oil back in the right places here. Still, the pan is on high, H10, the highest level. So it's screaming hot. And I'm going to throw in the more resilient vegetables. Whew, I may have turned it into 9. Because it's getting... Yeah, I'm going to turn it down to 9 or 8 because I can smell it trying to burn. So I'm putting in a bell pepper. And I'm putting in shredded matchstick carrots. It's about 1/2 a bag. Just so those can cook up. I may have to throw a little bit more vegetable in there. I meant to put in 1 tablespoon. I probably put in 2 tablespoons. You know, the beauty about stir fry, though, is like I was saying, this is Wednesday evening, and it'll all come together in about, oh my God, I put way too much in there, about 10 minutes. And thank God that cooking is not a science, it is an art. Now, baking is science, and you don't want to screw that up. All right, these are getting ready pretty fast. I'm also, in addition to putting 1 yellow bell pepper in there, about 1/2 of a 1-pound bag, so probably 1/4, 1/3 a pound of these matchstick carrots. I also have just some cheap mushrooms. They're like salad topper mushrooms that I picked up. I like mushrooms. Those will cook fairly quickly. And I need to put in some garlic, and I forgot to get my garlic out. Let me grab that real quick. I'm using pre-minced garlic. Ugh, my hand's slick. Can't get it open. I'm about to get a jar opener. Jar opener. My wife calls these jar openers. I call them arrow pullers. I actually take them and put them in my quiver. Because they pull arrows really well. I'm going to put 2 cloves, which is about 2 teaspoons of garlic in there. You have to be careful with garlic because it will burn, and nobody likes burnt garlic. Now, if I were doing this in a wok or one of those woks that you see guys use, you'd be stirring it around by shaking it, and everything would be in the air half the time. Again, I'm using a cowboy wok, which is essentially my cast iron skillet. My favorite next vegetable is sugar snap peas. These are like vegetable crack. I love them. And they'll cook actually pretty quick. You'd think, looking at that it would be kind of tough and hard to get it to cook, but whatever reason, they cook really fast. I thought about putting some onions in here too, but I was kind of running out of time as I was prepping everything, and I did already cook some rice as I was getting everything cooked and cut, or not cooked, cut up. So now, that was a pre-packaged, pre-washed, ready to go sugar snap peas. I think I'm saying that right. Then a package of these sliced mushrooms. So all of that's like prepped and ready. Matchstick carrots, you know, really small, thin matchstick carrots. Those were already cut. So really the only work that I had to do was to cut up the bell pepper, which is one that I just happened to have. And I had to slice up the meat. Again, I didn't season the meat except for salt and pepper. I put these These vegetables all in, just washed. And then while that's cooking, I will show you. I have made some sauce, and it is a half a cup of soy sauce, a half a cup of water, a tablespoon of brown sugar, and I put in one teaspoon of cornstarch in an effort to kind of make a bit of a slurry, and it will kind of thicken up a little bit once you put it in there. I'm still working on the ratios on the sauce, the first version that I did off the internet, and I take bits and pieces from everywhere and pull it together, was like a cup of cold water along with all those things, and my God, it was way too much. And when the snap peas are really what I'm looking at, and when they kind of turn this bright green, they're essentially done. So I'm going to grab one without burning myself. It's getting there. And it's a fine balance of crisp but done. So you don't want it to be, I don't want it to be raw. There are some people that probably would like it rawer than I like it. But you don't want it to be mushy, you know? And the mushrooms, they just, after you cook some mushrooms for a time, you can kind of tell what a cooked mushroom look like. But the nice thing is all these things are essentially salad ingredients. So if you undercook it, you're not going to kill anybody. If you overcook it, well, it's a little sad, but it's still very edible. Now once I get this to the point that I want it, I'm going to put back in the meat, and I'm going to put the sauce in. And I'm going to kind of let it all marry up and come together and let the sauce thicken a little bit. If I had a wok, I would be kind of tossing it in that sauce. And then once you're done with it, you can either put it over noodles, put it over rice. Last time I cooked this, I was experimenting with it last week, and I put it over noodles, which were fantastic. Tonight, I had the urge for rice, and I've got some really good sriracha, which is a hot sauce that I'm going to put in with that rice. That will be my dinner tonight, a quick and easy dinner. And it will be my leftovers for lunch at work. And my co-workers will look over at me, microwaving, warming up my dish, and will look at it with envy of like, my God, that looks good. And then I'll tell them, it's actually wild game that I procured myself. And then they'll be just, you know, green with envy, like these snap peas. Let me try another one here. A little hot. Yep, we're getting there. Okay. I think we are approaching perfection. So, easy meal does not have to be these ingredients. These ingredients were what I had available and wanted. This could have been, you know, sliced carrots, could have been onions, could have been broccoli, bok choy, whatever you want or whatever you have from where you've been cooking. Don't have to put mushrooms in. It just needs to be where you've got, you know, 2/3 vegetables, 1/3 meat, and you throw in some sort of aromatic, which I used as the garlic. You can put ginger in here. So I'll put guidelines into the show notes as a recipe of what I've done here. But really, it's about the framework, and you fit in what you like and try. And I think you can probably even get sauce. I mean, if you don't want to do your own sauce. So now I've got my meat that's brown. I'm going to put that back in. And at this point, it's not really to cook. It's to kind of just put everything together. I've got my sauce here. I'm making sure that the cornstarch is good. And that, oh, there's a lot of cornstarch in the bottom there. No worries. And so now I want to just get the meat mixed into this mix, and we're going to be done essentially. I do want it to kind of cook a little bit from the sauce perspective to thicken up. And you could, I'm still kind of playing with, do I want to put less sauce so that it's just kind of a glaze? And so this is an evolving thing for me. I'm still kind of working on my stir-fry game. But all in all, an excellent meal, something that I think even the pickiest of eaters, if you have somebody in the household that, like my wife, that prioritizes vegetables over the meat, and I know that's hard to believe, there are people like that out there, but she does. She prioritizes vegetable over the meat. This is a meal for them. More vegetables, a lot of variety. She loves the mushrooms in there, as well as the green veggies. You know, for me, the meat is the star of the show, but I do what I can, you know, to try to bring some variety. So, in conclusion, stir fry. It is your friend. Give it a try. It is probably the most versatile dish that I know of. Rice, as you know, you're going to put like as a base of rice or noodles and put this, I'm going to turn this off, put that over it, and you have a wonderful meal. If you want to look really fancy, get out the chopsticks. I'm going to use a fork or a spoon, though, probably. So that's my dish. I use this eye of round. Does not have to be an eye of round. I've also used other muscles from the hindquarters. It needs to be kind of a smaller roast, probably. I wouldn't do it from the front shoulder. I wouldn't prefer to do it from the front, from the neck. So it tends to be those sections of the deer that maybe you need fast heat as opposed to a slow heat. And I think that's it. So I'm going to fade to black. I'm going to let this cool a little bit, and I'm going to get a serving and show you what the finished product looks like. And welcome back. So we'll let this cool just a little bit. I've gotten out a beautiful dish, and I've got rice that I cooked up. Put, you know, a cup of rice in there, and then I've got my tongs, and I didn't really take the juice with it, the sauce with it. I feel like kind of dipped out of there as it was sitting in there and brought over vegetables, a mix of vegetables and meat in the stir fry. And just to kind of give it a little kick, I've got some sriracha. What is this? This is Tio Pilones. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. And give it a little dash because I like a little spice. And that, pardon me, mixed with the soy sauce and, you know, a little bit of sweetness from the sugar and just the natural sweetness of the vegetables. The chili is making me, the sriracha is making me cough, and some really good whitetail. Top round can be, you know, it's a very long strand. It can be used for things like jerky if you keep those strands long, but if you cut it short, you know, you can overcome that bit of toughness. And the pieces are small and thin, and they cook fast, and you're going to be in good shape. Now, if you want extremely tender meat, put your backstrap or loin in there. But I tend to try to put the smaller pieces of roast in these type applications. So let me give it a try, see what we think here, whether or not we have success. I'm very, very pleased with that. You know, it is healthy. You can throw all kinds of vegetables in it all year round. Could be anything from your summer or your winter vegetables. Use all different kinds of meat. Use all different kinds of meat in that as well. Mushrooms or not. It's extremely versatile. I think it ought to be on your rotation. And it's really going to satisfy, I think, those vegetable lovers in your house that prioritize vegetables. Generally, there's at least a couple people in the household that are like, man, veggies are it, you know, and the meat is secondary. Me, I'm a carnivore, and I know I need the vegetables. And this is a good way for me to be able to eat vegetables in a manner that I really enjoy it. So, big hit for me. I'll put it in the show notes. Please, please, give me a 5-star rating if you think I merit it. Go out to the podcast. Subscribe, please. I really appreciate it if we could continue to grow the subscribers. Thank you for everybody that is subscribing. Thank you to everybody that has put out reviews. I'm on podcast at Wild Vittles, anywhere you can find podcasts. And it's the Wild Vittle Podcast on YouTube. And on Instagram, I'm Wild Vittles Podcast. So very consistent naming convention out there. Really appreciate y'all. Hey, enjoy stir fry. It's a great way to utilize your wild game. So come along with me. Next episode, we'll continue to work on making you a better wild game cook. Thanks. Good luck. Good night and good luck.
I want you to know it's over.